Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie West Elementary Counselor Leanne Bender about the Girls on the Run program. This is part one of a two-part interview.
What is this Mid Prairie West Girls on the Run program about?
So it is about giving girls an opportunity to build positive relationships with one another and self-esteem, as well as see the benefits of physical exercise alongside of that.
How did this program come about? Is this the first year for it?
This will be the first year for it. It's something that has just begun in the Washington School District, I understand, maybe in the fall of 2017, when I was working in Iowa City as a school counselor. It was something that was ongoing at the schools in that area and the Cedar Rapids area as well. So I think it's just slowly reaching the smaller communities farther away from the corridor. And we're pretty excited. Jamie Swartzendruber is the other sponsor or coach, as they call her, that is assisting me with it. And the two of us have children who are in third grade and want to be able to offer this experience to them and their peers so that we can continue to encourage positive friendships and self-esteem and a lifestyle involving physical activity.
Will there be any other volunteers or coaches involved with this program?
We are probably going to have some volunteer support from other Mid Prairie West teachers. Marnette Meyer, Caitlin Hammond, and Mackenzie Flynn are all teachers in the building who have offered to help out as needed. There are several different parts to each meeting, starting with a snack and kind of a social time, and then there's a lesson, and then there is the physical activity component. And so I envision that they probably all three won't be there each time or the whole time, but definitely will be supporting us.
If you could kind of describe how this program will be integrating fitness with discussing life experiences and so forth.
So being that it's my first time and I haven't been through the training myself yet, I'm scheduled to do that in a few weeks. I don't know a lot about the lesson component, but as I said, it will start with just kind of a gathering time where the girls can have a snack because it takes place after school. And then it will transition into a learning time, and the lesson materials are all provided by the Girls on the Run program. And very scripted, I understand, about what topics we would be covering, but things that will be empowering for girls. And then after that is completed, we then go into the final time of the session, which is physical activity. And that is also very laid out by the Girls on the Run program as to what we will do each time. I know that from talking with the program coordinator that each girl will have a partner who will not be running while her partner is running and will serve as an encourager, and then they will take turns. And the biggest understanding, I think, for people is that if a girl isn't capable of running or whatever the activity is that is the physical component, at the start that they will build the capacity to be able to do that over time. So walking is acceptable, and we'll just work with the girls on what they're able to do and hopefully increase their endurance and their physical abilities.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie West Elementary Counselor Leanne Bender. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.